This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1618. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 23rd, Anguilla, Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Japan, Laos, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Philippines, South Africa, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sudan, South Sudan, USA, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Hunting harmonics with Hauser. A fun thing to do is to pick up shortwave stations, or sometimes medium-wave stations, unintentionally transmitting on an exact multiple of their correct frequency. May 22nd at 0510 UT, I ran across a very weak signal with a woman talking on 12180. I knew this high a frequency was not likely to contain an intentional 25-meter band station. So what is one half of that? 6090. On another receiver, I tuned in that frequency and found the modulation matched. Therefore, this was the second harmonic of Caribbean Beacon Anguilla with Pastor Melissa Scott. In case her daytime frequency also harmonized, patrol 2x11775 on 23550. Via Craig Seeger of the Australian Radio DX Club, this news from Nigel Holmes of Radio Australia. From 28 May onwards, for a period of a couple of months, there's a chance you'll hear VL8A running a single frequency test on 4835 day and night. This is a high-angle skywave night service intended primarily for a domestic audience within 400 kilometers of the transmitter in Alice Springs. The reason for the trial is because the transmitter contractors are unable to maintain the automation system that controls the day-night changeover between 4835 and 2310. Reception reports on the test should be sent to Gary Baxter, ABC Transmission Services, Box 994, Sydney, NSW 2001, Australia. Conversely, if people want to report on 2310, it might be an idea to do so now in case the test becomes permanent. That address is not to be used for reaching Radio Australia. I remark, it's out of the question to have an actual human being manually make the changeover twice a day. I have also been in contact with Nigel Holmes about another matter, the unique azimuth of 100 degrees on the new schedule for only one transmission from Shepparton, 11945 at 06 to 10 UT. Checking my globe, I find it's going across the North Island of New Zealand and French Polynesia, where there probably aren't many English speakers, and the only little bit of land beyond that in the area, Pitcairn Island at 108 degrees. So, is this an intentional transmission or a typographical error in the schedule? Nigel Holmes replies, Shepparton aerial slews 30 degrees and not 20 degrees as had been designed. When new aerials were planned in the mid-90s, the slewable arrays were meant to be 50 and 70 degrees, plus or minus 20, meaning they could be aiming at 30, 50, 70, or 90 degrees to different parts of the Pacific. But TCI stuffed the order and installed slews of plus or minus 30 degrees. I discovered the real slews when doing a proof of performance test a couple of years ago. That's why odd numbers like 20, 40, and 100 degrees appear on the schedule. With 100, I'm trying to provoke long path to Europe as well as covering the southern Pacific Ocean. With 11 megahertz, that aerial has an azimuth beam of plus or minus 20 degrees, so we have a chance of covering bearings within the range 80 to 120 degrees. So we're wondering how well that transmission is being heard in Europe. Although the direct beam enters North America at Guatemala, I was hearing it fairly well when it popped on the air at 0559 UT, May 18th, 11945. If you hear that frequency after 1000, it's on a different azimuth. That is 70 degrees, which is most favorable for North America, although never intentionally for us beyond the Pacific. Radio Bahrain has two active shortwave frequencies, 6010 and 9745, both of which rather difficult to hear in this part of the world. But Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports 9745, May 17th into 18th from 2355 to midnight 10. It was audible after Romania signed off the same frequency at 2355. Talk in Arabic, Middle Eastern music, weak but readable, suppressed carrier USB. And Wolfgang Büchel in Germany says it's currently a wide open window from the Middle East toward Europe at 0140 UT, May 21st, measured 4 hertz below 9745 with a signal of S8 or 9, upper sideband, Holy Quran, male voice prayer. This is expected to be the final summer for many major Canadian television stations to still be broadcasting in the analog mode, meaning they're relatively easy to DX when there are sporadic openings. I've had a few openings this week from Canada after getting mostly Mexico previously, and I was distressed to find that although I was getting Channel 4 from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, there was no signal on Channel 2 from Regina, CKCK. Checking the listings, that station is already converted to digital on Channel 8. CKCK had been one of my most reliable sporadic E stations for 50 years, at just over a kilomile from Enid, and now it's gone forever. Radio Japan has a monthly program which might fit into the DX program category if we define it loosely enough. It's called Media Watch. I ran across it on the Saturday, May 19th broadcast at 0510 on 6110 via Canada, and exactly the same thing was in Spanish on 6080 via Bonaire, as often happens. However, in Spanish, on the air, they call it Observatorio Digital, even though the website also denotes it in English as Media Watch. The first subject on both was Smart TV. Closing announcement said the next edition would be on June 23rd. Trouble is, I heard it on the third Saturday of May, and June 23rd is the fourth Saturday of June. Could it be scheduled as the second from last Saturday of each month? Alan Rowe in England, who also keeps track of this, says the previous edition of Media Watch was on 21 April, another third Saturday, so I would have expected it in June on the 16th. Anyhow, with that proviso, I have added it to my schedule of DX, SWL, and media programs via worldofradio.com. On his shortwave DXer blog spot, Tim Bryell in Malaysia reports hearing the revived English broadcast from Lao National Radio and just getting a QSL on May 22nd. It's at 14 to 1430 UT, as we mentioned before, a different time, on 6130. He emailed them and got a reply from the Director of Foreign Language Service promising to send a QSL in the mail. That was back on May 15th, the week before it actually arrived. I can often hear some of the DRM noise from Voice of Nigeria, centered on 15120, apparently only on the air between 1830 and 20 UT, and only on weekdays. And I'm wondering if anyone manages to decode that DRM signal in North America, although it's not intended for us. I looked through the DRM North America Yahoo group and found only one report of it. That is of a successful reception by Jason Bucknell in Washington State, or in the Northwest U.S. anyway. This was at 1837 UT, April 26th. They're having better luck in Europe, according to the DRMRX forum, as you would expect, but everything is far from perfect. Fritz Vuehr in Germany says the signal was very stable at an SNR of 29 dB, hardly any fading. The only problem is that the sound quality at 9 kbps is worse than with AM. And that's also observed by Digger, who is in Switzerland. He says, I wrote to VON, and they replied, They were going to look into the matter regarding the 9 kbps bitrate and perhaps dare to fiddle with the controls a bit. We can only hope they increase the bitrate. The audio is pretty muffled. Searching for information about Part 15 radio stations here in Oklahoma, I came upon this useful website, www.part15.us, which led to a listing, but it's undated, for a station on 1670 AM in East Lawton. It says it's in Sequam Stereo, also 96.7 FM. It's called ELCR, or East Lawton Community Radio. I wonder if our listener in Lawton knows anything about it, whether it is still active as listed. Of course, at very low power, it's far too distant for me to hear an Enid. Our active contributor, Jorge Freitas, in Feira de Santana, Bahia, Brazil, reports Radio Pilipinas, 15190, putting out spurs. A strong spur, he heard, on 15150, May 19th at 1833, when they were in Filipino, not in English. And he also detected spurs on 15110, 15230, and 15275. I assume those are approximate, as they don't match exact multiples from the fundamental. On that occasion, 15190 had moderate interference from Brazil's own Radio Inconfidencia. He listened again on the 20th, when there was no interference from Brazil, but instead from Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, starting at 1740. Radio Pilipinas would never be strong enough here to audibilize its spurs, but another Philippines transmitter is. It's the IBB transmitter in Tinang, carrying the Voice of America Korean service on 15775, a recent new frequency between 12 and 15 UT, on May 22nd at 1252, although it still sounded fine on the fundamental. It was accompanied by a pair of very distorted, roaring, FME parasitic spurs with no specific carriers around 15765 and 15785. Ike Biervert, proprietor of the IB List, tipped us a couple of days in advance about a test from South Africa scheduled for Monday, May 21st on 15430 at 0800 to 0910. Aimed 330 degrees in English at Central Africa. Apparently, the broadcaster to be carried was Channel Africa, but we're not sure. So Bill Bingham, who's only 25 miles away from Myerton, tried to hear it, or on the alternate frequency 15450, but could not hear anything. Of course, it could have been skipping over him. Tony Asher in West Java, Indonesia, also tuned in May 21st from 0800 to 910 on 15430 and did hear a conversation in English, difficult to get details, some Latin American music, then some African language and siren-like beeping. But we still don't know what this was or what the purpose of it is or whether there will be continuing broadcasts on this schedule. More spurious frequencies to report. This time from Radio Exterior de España, Spain, the Novalejas transmitter on 15110, which is on the air from before 1900 until 2300 with a very strong signal aimed at North America. For a while, they were putting out spurs at multiples of 9.5 kHz on each side of 15110, but on three different occasions lately, May 17th, 18th, and 22nd, I've heard them putting spurs at plus and minus about 13 kHz, 15097 and 15123. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1618. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard in Monterey, California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. And we're equally appreciative for his excellent monitoring reports we often quote on this program, and of course, MDX Listening Digest. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, but not via credit card, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Big story this week discovered by Alan Rowe in the UK. Exiled Tamil government starts radio broadcast to Sri Lanka on May 18th. This was on a PR website, apparently, saying that the transnational government of Tamil Eelam, or TGTE, is to start radio broadcast to Sri Lanka on May 18th at 15 to 16 UT. No indication as to whether daily or weekly, no frequency given in the report, but a related website at www.tgte-us.org shows 12,250 kilohertz. And, quoting more from the notice there, it's May 18th was the third anniversary of the genocide of Tamils by the Sri Lankan government forces, they say. The Tamil government's radio called NATAM, NAATHAM, will broadcast on shortwave, also heard in India, Malaysia, and Singapore, where a large number of Tamils live, while it will become a bridge between the diaspora and Tamils living in a Tamil homeland. It will play a role of politically and emotionally linking Tamils worldwide. TGTE has designated May 18th as Tamil National Mourning Day to remember tens of thousands of Tamils who were killed simply and solely on account of their Tamil nationality. This broadcast will pierce the strict media censorship in Sri Lanka and reach the Tamils to give them unbiased information. The Japanese DXers were right on top of this. Seichi Hasegawa reports that it was first heard as an NID by Nakanaka in Hokkaido on May 19th, and there's a YouTube clip of it. While he was able to receive non-stop music on 12,250 from before 1542 until off at 1600 May 20th. I also checked on the 21st and 22nd and could hear a just barely audible carrier on 12,250. But the fact that I'm able to hear it at all here on the other side of the world indicates there may be considerable power. And furthermore, this far out-of-band frequency suggests the site is a big secret, as it's hard to believe that MNB, Babcock, or the Russian and CIS transmitters would admit to using 12,250. And WRN confirms they are not involved in it. Swapan Chakraborty in northeast India reports hearing it on May 22nd at 15 to 16 UT, but it was just non-stop music. And furthermore, the music was Afrobeat, a Ricky Martin track, Western pop and disco, nothing remotely Asian in flavor, let alone patriotic Tamil in nature. He says it's a cruel joke if this is what they're broadcasting on the third anniversary of the Tamil genocide. But I say startup services may have a hard time getting their program audio to a remote transmitter site and might not have any control over what film music is played, so it bears further monitoring. Hiroshi Inoue also has a May 21st YouTube clip of it, and as Hasegawa in Japan says on the 22nd, a strong to fair signal, but audio modulation poor. Latin American music totally irrelevant to Sri Lanka. Alokesh Gupta in northern India also uploaded a clip of the music he was hearing with a very strong signal to his SoundCloud.com website. Art Delabert in Maryland reports to Hardcore DX hearing Radio Omdurman Sudan on exactly 7200, May 21st. Signing on at 0231, not 0200 as listed in some sources. There was a Quran, a commentary or sermon, some great music, IDs for Huna Omdurman at intervals. The time pips came not at the top of the hour, 0300, but a minute and 15 seconds late, as others have also reported. Then an ID and news in Arabic. He says typically ham radio interference on the lower sideband, and sometimes a ham tuning on top of the upper sideband, so have your notch filter handy. He listened until 0305. From Ivo Ivanov of DX Remix News Bulgaria, an update on the schedule we mentioned last week for Voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio, which is probably sent from Khartoum or vicinity. His monitoring on May 17th and 21st founded in Sudanese Arabic and some English. The very flexible schedule, however, keeps changing. He says 0601 to 0801 on 15725, but it was colliding with Pakistan World Service until 0700. Then at 1301 to 1501 on 11650, with very strong co-channel interference from China Radio International in Esperanto and Amoy until 1500. But on Friday, May 18th, yet different hours were monitored from the clandestine 0601 to 0846 and 1216 to 1501. On May 17th, Mike Cooper in Georgia reports the VOA website appears to have been revamped in the past few days. It now nags users to get a more recent browser, as if everyone around the world can do so, despite the expense of new computers and bandwidth. And the VOA cannot even spell correctly the word experience. KimAndrewElliott.com also covers this development by quoting Bennett Z. Cobb at Placebotronics.com. VOA offers a mobile-optimized site, but you must scan almost the entire page to find the link to the mobile site at the bottom. Good luck. A user scrolling through the home page on a phone or tablet may well give up before this point. I listen to VOA's latest newscast every day, but the new design has hidden it under a live streams button. The latest newscast is not a live stream, it's an MP3 recording, and this essential VOA product is not even visible when you look at the page. And some of Kim Andrew Elliott's own comments. Other than the live stream link at the top, the only indication that VOA is still involved in radio and television is at the very bottom of the page. With mention of those pushed as far as possible downward and rightward, the observer might conclude that it is only a matter of time before these media will be shoved outward and goneward. Find your language is noted as one of the improvements, but doing so is via the Sites by Language link at the top. If a person speaks, say, Khmer, but does not speak English, how does the person know that Sites by Language is the gateway to the VOA Khmer site? International broadcasters and all multilingual organizations must have links to all their languages in the language prominent on the homepage. For VOA, with 43 language services, this is a design challenge, but it really is necessary. After all, VOA is not unique because of its English output. There are hundreds of U.S. news websites in English. VOA is unique because of its 42 languages besides English, so don't hide them. I hope you managed to hear World of Radio 1617 last week. We're fortunate to have the redundancy of broadcasts via four different U.S. shortwave stations at more than one time on some of them. The second broadcast on WTWW, UT Sunday at 0400, was missed because it happened to be off the air at that time from 5755. Always a good idea to try to hear the very first broadcast Thursday at 2100 on 9479, or the second on WWRB, UT Friday at 0330 variable on 5050. If you do miss a broadcast on the radio, there's a huge archive of the latest and many previous World of Radio shows via our website, worldofradio.com. Except for that outage, WTWW number 1 has remained reliable on its day and night frequencies, but WTWW number 3, the Bible service, has been missing for the past week or so from 12105. WTWW 2, which had been silent, was reactivated briefly on the weekend of May 18th for coverage of the Dayton Hamvention, a few hours hosted by Ted Randall on 9990. And there's some more missing U.S. shortwave stations. We don't know what the problem is. WJHR has not been heard since May 18th, at least, on 15550 USB. It had been on the air between 14 and 22 UT. WTJC has also been missing from 9370 minus since at least May 20th. That's its 24-hour frequency. On several nights, one of the three transmitters of WEWN was missing, the one in Spanish on 7555, supposed to start at 0500, and also before then on 5810. It seems to come and go. WWCR usually keeps all its four transmitters going as scheduled, but sometimes puts two programs on one of them at one time. That is crosstalk from one of the others bleeding into the main program. The worst situation seems to be transmitter number 2 on 7490 before 15UT, or on 12160 after 15, having crosstalk from transmitter number 3 on 13845. I've been hearing the Burmese service of family radio between 13 and 14UT on 17605. Quite a good signal. Hard to believe it's coming from Uzbekistan, as registered in HFCC. So I asked Dan Elie at WYFR about this. After checking the WRTH update, which showed a different transmitter site, Chisinau, Moldova, he replies, "It was supposed to be from Tashkent, but there is maintenance there temporarily preventing their provision of the service. So it is currently coming from Moldova with 500 kilowatts. An out-of-season special medium-wave DX test is scheduled for early Saturday, May 26th, from WFNY, as in funny, 1440 in Gloversville, New York. It's from 1 to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, or 05 to 06 UT, with rock and roll music, Morse IDs, etc., according to Rich Line and the Mayor Tip Sheet. Remember the fun we had with Yosemite Sam transmissions a few years ago? Something similar has happened again. Steve Lair in Michigan says an interesting transmission apparently started on 6990 USB in the past few days and then moved 18 April to 6950 USB. It continuously repeats the following. "She had your dark suit in greasy wash water all year. Don't ask me to carry an oily rag like that. They used an aggressive policeman to flag thoughtless motorists." Googling on part of those phrases, I found that there was some kind of voice recognition experiment at Berkeley a few years ago. There's more discussion of this in the UDXF Yahoo group. We suppose that whoever decided to make these transmissions, whether they are for fun or for some serious reason, acquired these audio excerpts from such a website, where there are lots and lots of other sentences which taken all together amount to nonsense. Steve Wood in Massachusetts theorized about the dark suits. Perhaps someone is really excited about the new Men in Black 3 film coming out soon. If you see a black helicopter, seek cover. Well, as a matter of fact, black choppers have been flying over Enid the last few days, the kind with two rotors, and I couldn't see any markings. Of course, we are right next to Vance Air Force Base. Graham Bell has come up with a great way to present QSLs illustrating his globe-trotting adventures. I've enjoyed reading it. It's www.capetownradio.blogspot.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 21st, ANK indices 5 and 2 starting May 25th, up to a peak of 15 and 3 on June 7th. Solar flux dropping from 135 May 23rd to 115 May 25th to 31st, and rising to a peak again of 135 by June 5th. That's World of Radio 1618. I'm Glenn Hauser.